Hi, this is Heidi with KVAK. I am happy to have in the studio with me today, Alina Mafumo. You are a behavioral clinician at Providence Valdez Counseling Center.
Yes.
And thank you so much for coming in to talk to me today.
Thank you for having me.
So I think there's a lot of stigma around suicide, right?
Yes.
So if a person is having thoughts of self-harm and they decide that they want to start seeing a clinician, mm-hmm. there might be some fear that they'll be in therapy forever.
Yes. And
so what does it actually look like from the inside when you're dealing with someone on a regular basis who's dealing with suicidal thoughts or ideation?
So what I love about that office is that, you know, that 1 hour that I see a client, that's all about them. It's all about how they feel. So we track symptoms. That's just what we do. You know, like, are you sleeping okay? Are you eating okay? Which are all symptoms of depression. And it so happens that suicidal ideation is part of depression. So if you're suicidal, it's just a symptom of how you're feeling at that time. So if a patient or a client tells me that, you know, they're experiencing suicidal ideation, we immediately just do a safety plan, you know, so the three things that would distract you, you know, from the intent of ending your life, the three people that you can call, the three things that you can do outside, how do we keep the environment safe for you? And then after that, I'll have the client repeat that safety plan. On occasion, sometimes I'll have the client take a picture of that safety plan just to have it on your phone, just keep it safe, you know, and depending on where they're at by the end of the session, I would either call the hospital and just make sure that, you know, we have a 24-hour hold. If not, you know, at that point, you're free to go home, but I'll make sure that I make a follow-up with you and just check in and find out how you're doing. Because remember, suicide is just pain. You're just going through a painful period in your life. It doesn't have to be continuous. I think it comes and goes. I think at some point in your life, you know, you've wanted to not wake up in the morning, and that's okay. We feel like that sometimes if we're going through stuff. So we try to normalize that, demystify it a little bit, and just say, hey, it's okay to feel that way. Let me help you. You're going through pain. And then we just walk with that person through that pain.
So there is hope for people who are in a really dark place to maybe get to the other side of it and have that as something in their past. This might not be something that they struggle with forever.
No, of course not. There is definitely hope. And I think them acknowledging that this is how I feel is hope. They're just saying, hey, listen, I'm going through pain. Help me. And just being there in that moment to help them through that pain just makes their life a little bit better.
Well, thank you so much for joining me today.
You're welcome.